Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there, such as Axial Excel, that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures quite weak today with corn down 12 to 15 cents, making new lows. December closed down 12 and a quarter at 351 and a half. November beans also traded lower today, down about 12 cents at 1020. But that was about 7.5 off the lows. They went as low as 10.12 and a half. Haven't quite reached that $10 mark, but we did get close within 12 cents. Wheat futures also weaker today, 15 or so lower in Kansas City at 6.16 and three quarters. And then Chicago wheat down 20 cents at 5.35 even. And this time of year with harvest around the corner, we like to look at the different ratios, and the stocks to use ratio kind of brings all of it together. For the next year's crop on corn, the estimate is 13.5% stocks to use, which would be 49 days supply. And then if you go down to historic prices, that puts us somewhere around the 2 to 350 range in terms of historically where that stocks to use ratio puts us for corn. And then soybeans here in the U.S. after next year's crop, 12.1% or 44 days. And that puts us somewhere around $6 to $8 range. Of course, keep in mind we're above $10 at this point.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
Yesterday's corn crop condition report showed that corn increased 1% to 74% to good to excellent, where the 10-year average is 57% and the 20-year average is 58%. But 74% is a really good number. The highest number was 85% for August 31st, set back in 1986. And then for soybeans, the overall crop conditions are 72% good to excellent, two higher than last week, where the 10-year average is 56 and the 20-year average is 56 as well. Now, this is a record. The highest we've ever seen in previous times was 71% back in 1992. So this week we're at 72%. So all indications are at this time that the soybean and corn crop are going to be really good come harvest, which is just around the corner. And then these yields coming from all angles, the averages for corn are somewhere around 170 bushels per acre. If that materializes, that's going to be over a 14 billion, around a 14 billion bushel crop. So a really big crop would be a record yield, record size of the crop. Some people are even estimating as high as 175. And I even saw one that was way out there at 189. So both corn and bean estimates are really high at this time at the beginning of harvest.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping today's markets, December live cattle up 247 at 158, February up 205 at 158.10, October feeder cattle up 295 at 221.77, November up 297 at 221 even. October lean hogs up 122 at 101.10, December down 30 at 93.10. December, Kansas City wheat down 15 and 3 quarters at 616 and 3 quarters. March down 15 and 3 quarters at 624 and 3 quarters. December, Chicago wheat down 19 and a quarter at 535 and 3 quarters. December corn down 11 and 3 quarters at 352 and March down 11 and a quarter at 365 and a quarter. November soybeans down 12 at 1020. January down 12 and a quarter at 1027 and a half. October cotton up 36. At 66.70 and December up 65 at 65.96. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.